Introduction. People often ask me how I came up with the answer. For a number of years in the 1980s and early 1990s, I made a living as a musician playing my guitar in a duo in pubs, clubs and bars. It was during this time that I would occasionally share the bill with various stage hypnotists. From my vantage point backstage, I would watch these hypnotists induce trances through verbal suggestion and touch. I found it fascinating, especially when volunteers from the audience followed the most outrageous suggestions seemingly without question. Although this spectacle sparked my interest in hypnosis, it was the potential of hypnosis to change and heal destructive patterns of behaviour that appealed to me, rather than to entertain. After passing a 2-year diploma course with the London College of Clinical Hypnosis in the early 1990s, I became a qualified hypnotherapist. I soon built a busy private practice in my local area and gained great personal satisfaction from helping people overcome their problems. Since then, I've treated thousands of clients and have dealt with every kind of stress-related problem and all types of phobias. I've helped people to lose weight, stop smoking, overcome fears and phobias,